criminals and lawbreakers in the Ronald Reagan administration.
If you hit a midget on the head with a stick, he turns into 40 gold coins. You know that?
That shit wasn't about race. That shit was about fame. Because if OJ wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now.
Quickly, a cop comes up. Yes? What are you doing in the phone booth?
He had been drinking beer all day, and we got pulled over by the highway patrol. And the officer walked up to my dad's window, and he went, "Excuse me there, sir. Could I see your license, please?" "No, sir, I don't need a cold beer. I don't think you do either."
They looked, they sent all my stuff through. And then, as they do now, they randomly pick someone for a search. And I get picked a fair amount. And it doesn't bother me at all, because they say it's a lottery, and I never win a lottery. So when it happens, I go, "Woo-hoo! I won, suckers."
And I was so horny, I could eat the crotch out of a Raggedy Ann doll over the daggum toy store.
He takes me to jail, and when we get there, he asks me if I have any aliases. I was just being a smart ass. Said, "Yeah, they call me..."
If you have a black standard poodle, it's your duty to shoot him. Then he can reach the next level of reincarnation.
I finally got some hostages.
What criminal mind could penetrate this fortress of security?
So I didn't go to Scotland to drink. I went to Scotland because I love heroin.
He'd flash, you know, and then he'd run away. And, of course, by the time the police got there, he was gone. So the Houston police or Dallas police picked up some suspects, and they wanted to hold this lineup.
We've all had this happen. You're sitting there in your third joint of some incredibly potent Sao Paulo North Slope trip weed.
I was like, "Have a great day. What the fuck is that? This little thief gets have a great day. I get the little Asian lady following me in the parking lot, making sure I don't take the fucking cart back to the hood." Yeah.